Gentus presents The Partisans by Vivian Stewart, performed by Simon Slater. Chapter 1. Having fired the customary salute, the Galah steered a careful course through the crowded roadstead and came to anchor in Singapore's harbour. The passage from Sydney had been uneventful, save for 3 days and nights of gale-force winds in the Java Sea, when the frigate had been reduced to a close-reefed main topsail and had lost a young seaman in a fall down the after hatchway at the height of the storm. Earlier in the Sundar Strait, a sudden tropical thunderstorm of unusual violence had turned day into the blackest of nights, taxing Red Broom's navigating skill to the limit. But staunch vessel that she was, the Galah had come through these not unexpected perils undamaged, and without the loss of a spar, and Red was well pleased with her performance and that of his ship's company. He had left Sydney with regret, when the survey ship Herald had arrived as his relief, bringing orders for him to proceed to Singapore to pick up troops destined to augment the military force engaged in the war with China. He was to convey them to Hong Kong, where the Galah would join the flag of Rear Admiral Sir Michael Seymour. It had been a wrench leaving Magdalen, so soon after the birth of their daughter, whose christening and the names of Jessica Rachel had had to be brought forward to the day before his departure to enable him to attend. Red smothered a sigh. Mother and child had been pictures of health, but Magdalen, understandably, had been distressed and had hinted for the first time since their marriage that perhaps the time had come to bring to an end his naval career. Red repeated his sigh and banished the unwelcome thought. The sea was his life, and for all Magdalen's wistful hints, he could not imagine himself existing permanently ashore, and certainly not as a farmer, which had been one of his wife's tentative suggestions. Besides, there were compensations to be considered. The war with China promised opportunities that were lacking in peacetime, and he had battled with the Chinese before, as a young officer serving under Henry Keppel in the frigate Dido. There was a rumour, Denham of the Herald had told him, that Keppel was on his way out to China in command of the 50-gun rally, and with the rank of Commodore. It would be more than good to see, aye, and fight with his old chief again. Sir, his first lieutenant and brother-in-law, Francis Delancey, broke into his thoughts. There's a boat putting off to us. Looks like the governor's barge, unless I'm much mistaken, sir. Surprised, Red turned his glass on the approaching boat. There was a civilian in a white tropical suit and Panama hat, seated in the stern sheets. A young man, too young to be the governor, but probably an aide or a secretary, he decided after a brief scrutiny. "Be good enough to receive our visitor, Mr. Delancey," he instructed. "I'd better change in case I'm required to call on His Excellency right away. I'll be in my cabin if I'm wanted." The visitor proved, as he had supposed, to be a civilian secretary, a friendly, good-looking young man who gave his name as Mark Adamson. He accepted the offer of a glass of Madeira, and then, again as Red had anticipated, he voiced the governor's desire to see the Galah's commander at once. "Fresh orders for you, I believe, sir, and rather urgent ones. So if you could come with me to Government House now, H.E. will be greatly obliged." There was a carriage waiting on the wharf when they landed, with a Chinese coachman on the box, and they drove up to what was known as the Hill at a spanking pace, passing the pleasant residences of Singapore's wealthy merchants, each with its well-kept luxuriant garden and wide expanse of lawn. Government House stood at the summit of Flagstaff Hill. It was a rambling, commodious edifice, with a magnificent view of town and harbour, and uniformed sentries on guard outside. The governor was waiting in his office, and Mark Adamson introduced Red to him. With him was the commanding officer of the 14th Regiment, Colonel Pooley, and both, Red saw, looked grave and worried, as if the news they were about to impart to him was anything but good. "India, Commander Broom," Governor Blundell announced grimly, "is in the grip of anarchy. Most of the native sepoy regiments of the Bengal Army have broken out in mutiny."